welcome back to another episode of Let's Chop It Up. I'm Aaron.
I'm Bond.
Man, so what's up, man? How you feeling today?
Feeling all right. Sores.
Good. It's been a good week, bro.
It's been a good workout-wise, but like, yeah. Exhausted.
I feel that. I went and got a deep tissue massage today, and that shit was hurting so bad.
You get a massage every week.
I try to go like once a month.
They oiled you up?
Yeah, she oiled me down. Tight. She got that thing all oiled down.
What?
Huh? But now she got me right, man. Have you ever got a deep tissue massage?
I don't think I've ever got a massage. The only thing I got was like if I like hurt ankle or something.
Okay.
They gave me like the blade. You ever got like the metal blade?
Damn, nah. That shit like it hurt though.
Oh no, it was hurting. Screaming. Seen a grown man cry.
Damn.
Oh, I'll be hurting.
That deep tissue shit though, you enjoy it more after it's over with. You feel a little.
Like that thing on Big Mama, where they put like the little stones on your back?
They did the hot stones as well, too. Tight. But like they rub you down with the hot stone. If that makes sense. They like massage you with it, but they study flipping it so it, like the heat stay on you. You have the experience.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
But nah, man, that's just much needed though for them after them workouts though. You know what I'm saying? You start to feel yourself just get.
You feel like a whole recovery?
Super tight. Yeah, I do be feeling like a little more looser, but you feel the, it's almost kind of like a soreness in a way after them.
So you get a workout, you feel sore, you go get a massage, and you feel sorer.
No.
It's you got to cut your waist, my boy.
Nah, bro, it's a relief, man. It's a relief.
Go get a cold bath.
I ain't going to say I'm going to take you one day, but I'm going to.
On that bitty boy.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. I might even pay for you to go get one.
I'm going to go sleep and he's going to be giving me a massage. I'm like, hey, what you?
No, man. I ain't touching you.
Hands boiled up.
See that? You on the ditty, man. I've been listening to a lot of, you know, I be singing and shit. I wish I could sing for those of you who don't know. I wish I was talented enough to sing. But I've been listening
everybody
want to
be a singer nowadays, bro. Like, put that away. Your singing dreams is over with. Oh, my fault.
What happened to support? You know what I'm saying? You go back to episode 2, we talked about support. And it be your own people.
I think support. I know, but I think support has an extent. Like, there's got to be like, I got to be real with you at some point.
Have you heard me sing?
All right, come on. This is it. This is your time to shine. You want to make it?
Nah.
Chris Brown 2.0. We can make it right here.
Nah, I won't even say I'm that talented. I just said I wish. But damn, you was just shutting me down, man. Nah, man, we're back with another episode. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about progress, sacrifice, and happiness.
Overthinking.
Overthinking as well. We can do that as well. You had two questions for me that I thought was pretty good.
I did. So, the first one, do you think true progress requires sacrifice, or is that just a story we've been told?
Nah, it definitely requires sacrifice because you're not going to be able to do everything you want to do when you on that journey, on that grind. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like good times. Good times going to have to get put on the back burner. Because now it's like priorities got to come in first. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So can't go out all the time. Can't go here, go there. You're going to have to miss out on a lot of things when you just locked in on that grind.
Okay.
And it's necessary, though. Like I say, it boils down to like your priority level.
You think the bigger the goal, not goal, but like the bigger the road for progress, like the bigger what you're trying to do, it requires more sacrifice?
Say that again.
Like the bigger the
whatever
end result,
accomplish.
Is it more sacrifice you have to take?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Is that all the time?
It just depends. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you're going after something big, you might have to give up a big part of your life. You know what I'm saying? Your free time, you know, you may be totally just invested into that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All your time goes there, depending on what that is.
Okay. Because I kind of think people get kind of confused when they hear the word sacrifice. Because everything is always about, like, when they hear I have to be sacrificed something to accomplish something else, they want to sacrifice people. That's the first thing they want to do. Not sacrifice, like, murder or something like that, but sacrifice, like, I won't talk to somebody or I'll cut them off. But that's not always the case because some people do have good support systems.
Yeah.
And it is necessary to keep that support system. Because a lot of times, but people, that's the first thing they think about. But sacrifice isn't always with dealing with time, like people.
Yeah.
Time is a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Your hobbies at the given time is a sacrifice. Like you ain't going to play the game all day if you're trying to succeed something.
Right.
Right. And some people kind of get confused. They'll do a little bit. They'll do like a sacrifice for a day, and they think they gonna accomplish the goal, or they think they're obligated to get the end result that somebody else did when they spent their whole life doing that sacrifice.
Exactly. Unrealistic expectations.
Yeah, because some people, I see some people like I see it all the time. Some people want to be the greatest athlete in whatever sport they're trying to do.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, oh, I'm on my grind. They'll put in their Instagram notes.
Yeah.
I'm locked in all 2025. Then they'll post a story. They're drinking or smoking.
Okay.
So, like, how you gonna be better than the people that are already the best that aren't doing what you're doing?
Right.
And you outside partying. You got to make those sacrifices because people aren't trying to make those sacrifices, especially time. They say, why do I have time for this? Yeah. Why don't I have time for that? I'm taking my break. Yeah. It ain't always about breaks. Because if you're trying to achieve something great, it depends what you're trying to achieve, though.
You got to put that time in.
It depends what you're trying to achieve. If you're trying to be mediocre, which is fine. Like, everybody can be. You don't have to be, like, some great, to be some great person or figure. You know what I'm saying? Right. You just live your life like regular. That's okay.
It's okay.
But if it depends on what you're trying to become, because sacrifice is definitely going to be needed for certain aspects. Mm-hmm. Not just like, oh, I'm going to block everybody I talk to.
Yeah, I don't like people that do that. You know what I'm saying? Especially like, if I was never a distraction to you anyway, I was always a helper to you. Like, fuck you cut me off for? You know what I'm saying? But I just don't like that people would do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, give you an instance. Like, I had a homie, like, he said he was going on a little journey or whatever. And I've never been a distraction to this dude. I've always been there to help this dude. I'm talking this man that called me at 2 in the morning. One time asking for help, like, I'm at home, like, in the bed, you know what I'm saying? Helping out. You know what I'm saying? But I had called the guy, and, bro, he just stopped answering the calls and everything. So I'm just like, hey, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? I see him in person, and he's like, yeah, I'm just on this journey right now and all that. And I'm just like, all right, you know what I'm saying? I thought about it, but it's like, I ain't never been no distraction to you, you know what I'm saying? I've always been the, like, voice of reason, you know what I'm saying? The help.
Yeah.
Guidance, all that kind of shit. Like, anything that I knew, like, I will try to pass it on, you know what I'm saying? But some people feel like that's what they got to do. And, hey, I don't think you need to do that.
No, I don't think you need to do that.
Especially to the people who was never a distraction to you. Now, if you a distraction, you just, hey, man, we at this club and all this, come down here. Like, okay, I can understand that.
Because people don't really know. They don't really take insight on what the actual distraction is. They try to put things that are more convenient for them to take out rather than what the actual distraction is.
Yeah.
Like, the same people will cut you off that's been helping them, but still be doing the same unproductive activities.
Exactly. And it'll start to show. You know what I'm saying? It'll start to show. Because they go in that isolation, they come back, and ain't nothing been gained.
Yeah. And sometimes it gets worse.
Exactly.
It got worse.
Exactly. And it's like, why? I never understood that. Why get rid of the good people that's in your corner? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
because
you don't get through this world alone. Like, my grandfather told me that, and that always stuck with me. Like, you don't get through this world alone. Like, you need people. You know what I'm saying? Not that you should just be out here, like, hand out all the time. You know what I'm saying?
But
you need assistance through life. You know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes to, like, gaining knowledge or people giving you game on how to stay on your journey, you know, giving you advice to assist you on your journey, I should say.
They gonna hear this.
You need
They gonna like. They gonna be asking. I need. Help me. You ain't trying to be a pester person. Nah. You know what I'm saying. You still want to solve problems yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. You should. You know what I'm saying. All that stuff build like character. You know what I'm saying. But use the good people you got around you.
Yeah.
In a good way, not like on some user type deal. Like, be there for them as well. You know what I mean?
Okay. But
yeah. I just don't like people that do that. Like.
How do you know if the sacrifice you're making today will actually be worth it tomorrow?
In reality, you don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know. But that's part of the grind. You know what I'm saying? Nobody just know if they're going to make it or not. But you're working. You're working. You know what I'm saying? That's all that matters. Because you could fail at something, but then develop a new pathway to go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Somewhere you never even thought seeing yourself. So you don't know if it's going to work. You have to stay on your journey. You have to keep working and just keep going. Like, you know, nobody gets it on the first try, second try, fifth try. Like, it takes years, and you got to understand that going into it. You don't want to give yourself unrealistic expectations, because when it don't go your way, your whole world's crushed. Now you're not gonna keep going. You have no fuel to keep going because you crushed because you just banked it all on that one time. You know what I'm saying? So. You don't know, in reality.
Yeah, you don't know. Do you consider yourself an overthinker?
I try not to be. I try not to be, man. We touched that before. Mm-hmm. I don't like to get lost in thought, man, because it can get dark. It can get dark for you, and it's like, it's hard trying to come up out of it. Or you just give yourself unnecessary anxiety.
You do. Yeah, a lot of it's unnecessary. Yeah. So that's a reason I said that, because this kind of ties in to overthinking with the sacrifice. You not knowing what's going to happen, if it's worth it or not, especially if it's a long time span. Sacrifice one day, that'll do that. Okay, that's nothing. But sacrifice for a long span, especially when we have goals and aspirations, big things we're trying to achieve.
Right.
Over time, you're going to be anxious and you're starting to overthink. Is this actually going to work? Is it going to do anything for us? And I said that because I'm a big overthinker.
Very, very big overthinker. Why are you like that? Like, you always been that way?
Always been that way.
Yeah.
And I think we mentioned this before about anxiety and people being anxious.
Yeah.
I think being an overthinker creates someone to be anxious, but I don't think you have anxiety. Because I don't think I have anxiety, because a lot of stuff doesn't really make me anxious. But I am an overthinker, because I've been an overthinker. I'm going to explain this. I'm such a big overthinker that even minimal tasks, I'm overthinking that maybe I shouldn't do. Like, very, very minimal tasks. Like, little stuff. Damn. And a lot of people are overthinkers, but it's just like, you think of something, but you're in a crossroads of two options. Let's just say I have to go to the gym or something like that.
Okay.
I'm going to think, oh, if I don't have to go right now and go later, you're procrastinating. Or you're thinking, what if I go outside and it starts raining? And you're thinking about other types of situations that could happen just from you going to the gym. You're thinking about things you can't control. You're thinking about all uncontrollables.
Yeah.
But it's very, very hard to think, because you're in your head and you have a problem and you're thinking. And now in your head, you think you're being productive.
Yeah.
You think you're being, oh, I'm being smart, I'm being intelligent, because I'm trying to plan out this problem. But now in your mind, you already created a solution for everything that happened.
Yeah.
So you know, as soon as I walk out this door, I know what weather it's going to be. I know what time I'm going to get out. I know I'm going to get in the car. I know who I'm going to talk to. But that's not reality, because what if that person don't show up? What if it doesn't rain?
Right.
What if it's sunny outside? But in my head, I'm predicting all possible outcomes. Nah. And at the end of the day, nothing happened.
Right.
And now I didn't even accomplish anything. Now time just went past. Now 5 hours is gone. And nothing's changed.
What do you think that stems from, though? Like,
I think it's because, I'm going to say this in general. You know, whenever I say we, I mean, I'm including myself, you know what I'm saying? Not just for everybody, I'm just saying we. You know, I'm still learning this journey myself. Like,
for
the
sure.
Proper terms for it. But I think it stems from not being in really, really challenging situations. Because I don't think, in my life, I don't think I've struggled. Maybe a real struggle, I think I've only struggled for like 3 situations, maybe. Mm. Maybe.
I feel.
I know difficult things, like running 10 miles is difficult. Our workouts is difficult. Maybe I had to study for something that was difficult, but I haven't struggled. Like a real, real struggle. Like, people have been struggling, like real situations where they struggle. And now when they get out in the real world, those minimal tasks aren't hard. You have some people that it's difficult just getting up. Just getting up in the middle of the day to start the day.
Yeah.
Going to work. I want to get paid, but I don't want to go to work.
The laziness.
You know, the laziness. You know, it's just, I don't think I've been in certain situations where it struggled. Now I'm trying to like take action for certain things. Like, if it's something I know I'm thinking in my head.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, I've been sitting here for like an hour thinking why I shouldn't do something or why I should do something. I'm just going to do it.
Yeah. So, because that was going to be my next question. Like, when you feel yourself starting to overthink, like, what do you do to like cancel that out? And it sounds like you just like
in the past. So it was so difficult. Like, even when I'm gonna try to do like a more like relative topic, like talking to girls.
Okay.
I'd be nervous to get on a phone call because I'm thinking, oh, as soon as I get the phone, she ain't gonna like how I look. She ain't gonna like what I say. I'm not gonna be able to say something, anything. Yeah. Like, that's how I'm envisioning it. But that's never the case, because I'm overthinking, because once I answer the phone and it's over with, it wasn't even that bad. It wasn't even that crazy. A lot of situations, it's never that crazy. But I'm thinking the worst case scenarios, I'm thinking of a solution to the problem, thinking that's going to be the solution to the problem. But I'm thinking,
if it happens,
but none of that ever happens. Maybe Barack Obama will come in and all types of situations, because I'm just overthinking.
I got a book for you I'm going to give you, man. It's called Don't Believe Everything You Think.
That's what I was about to ask you. Do you believe your gut? Is it okay? Is it smart to believe in your gut or that voice in the back of your head all the time?
On certain things, yeah, trust your gut. You know what I'm saying? You want to trust yourself, but, like, you know, as far as, like, the overthinking, don't sit lost in thought. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I've definitely got over it. Not over. I haven't got over it because I do find myself overthinking.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one time I recorded myself.
Okay.
I wish I saved that video.
What was you doing?
Because a lot of it is actual. Because I think overthinking isn't bad because you are thinking. Okay. You're thinking about the problem. You're really analyzing it. I think you go into depth very, very good when you overthink. But I think a portion of it is good. A portion of it is blabber. You're just saying anything. Like Barack Obama jumping in and probably saying something. It's just like a lot of it is just you're just talking, trying to convince yourself that you don't want to do this because it might be a little bit difficult. But now I'm trying to say, okay, I've got two options. I'm going to weigh them out. Maybe 60% this going to work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try it. And I'm not going to sit there thinking about it anymore. I'm just going to try it. I have to be okay with the – a lot of times we're not okay with our decisions. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to say myself because I'm talking about – but decision, like I might have – I might make a decision. I'm still thinking back like, damn, I wish I did the other thing. I wish I did the other thing. Or maybe I should do the other thing. Maybe that's better. Or maybe this side's going to be better. This side's going to be better. Now I'm just trying to say, fuck it. I'm just going to take action. Whatever ways.
And I feel you on that. If you got two choices and you feel more this way, I say roll with it every time. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Even if it don't go your way, you can learn from it. You know what I'm saying? I always look at, you know, I don't want to like make it sound like cliche, like everybody, like it ain't a loss, it's a lesson. Like, but just learning, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a real thing. You know what I'm saying? Because it's lessons in your failures. You know what I'm saying? You can always look back, okay, I did this. Maybe I should have went this route. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can look back and really see where you went wrong at. So, I think that's the beauty in the failure. You
it's
know what
just
I'm
that.
Even if you didn't make it.
Yeah, it's just like, how would you go? I know I'm just jumping in questions on you. But some people see failure as embarrassment. Like, they're scared to fail because it's going to be a certain form of embarrassment on them. Maybe some people are going to judge me. Or maybe I've said all this stuff like, oh, I'm the best at this. I'm telling all these people, oh, I can do this, 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 this. But now you failed at it.
Mm.
How do you think they should get over that embarrassment and treat it as a lesson? How do you think they should get to that point?
Number one, don't tell everybody what you're doing when you're setting out to do something.
Uh-huh.
Go out there and learn. Like, when I was trying to get my first property or whatever, I was doing a lot of talking. I'm like, yeah, I'm about to get this. I'm about to get this. I'm about to get this.
We up.
And this is my first time ever stepping into that field. So I don't know nothing for real. I don't know the behind the scenes. I'm just looking on the outside like, damn, this would be a good buy. You know what I'm saying? But you start going through it, and now you get this inspection. And the inspection report come back. That's like a health report on the property. You looking at that shit like, man, I don't even want this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Type.
You know what I'm saying? So now you done told everybody, yeah, this is gonna go down. Now now that's off the table. Now you back to square one. You gotta go out here find another one. You know, lock in on it. After it's done, then talk about it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
When you starting out with something like trying to achieve something, I wouldn't tell everybody. You know, and if you take a loss, learn from it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's only. Going through struggle is for your progression.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure,
you have to go through some kind of, like, growing pain to, you know, achieve.
So,
if you lose, I mean, hey, learn from it. Keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely think, oh, my bad, I didn't mean to cut you off. You know?
I'm just saying, I think failure is needed for lessons. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. For real world lessons. For real, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. It just, I think that's a big thing on why some people overthink.
Because they're afraid to fail?
Afraid to fail, but they shoot their expectations all the way to the roof.
Yeah.
They have such high expectations, so when it actually happens, or if they fail, now it's like everything's coming apart.
Right.
The whole world's falling.
Right.
You know, I thought this was going to happen. I was going to be the best. I thought I was going to be rich.
And I feel like that's what stops them from looking at the bigger picture, which is the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
You so worried about the so-called embarrassment or
feeling
like your world over, you ain't looking, okay, what did I go wrong? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, boom, I should have went this way. You know what I'm saying? And I think having those unrealistic expectations are legit make you feel that way. But you shouldn't be embarrassed. Like, you should just, okay, look back at it, dissect it, move forward. That's all you can do.
Yeah, 100%. You know, because it's just like, now, like, there's, like, so many variables that lead to people, and like, to claim that they're they have anxiety or overthinkers and stuff like that. Because back in the day, most people were taking action. Yeah. You know, they didn't have all these social media that they have to look at. Now they're judging them. Mm-hmm. Every time you look at 30 seconds, you go through TikTok, you got somebody saying the exact same characteristics, like, oh, 29, I'm working, I don't feel happy, I don't know if I'm going to make it. And now you're putting yourself in their shoes immediately. Yeah. Now you're like, oh, maybe I'm not going to make it.
Because I think it's unconsciously feeding on that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, every 30 seconds,
you just feeding on that, and that's all you see. So it's like, that shit can change your mood and, you know, your perception. And this is all you seeing.
Yeah.
You're taking a daily dosage of this. It's like, nah, that ain't good. Mm-hmm. Also, too, I think people just need to keep things simple. Stop complicating. You know, we as humans do that, though. Like, we complicate things that don't even need to be like that, you know, due to overthinking. It's If you can always deal in a calm mind state, you'll be all right. You know, that's something my dad always said, like, just keep it simple. Keep it simple. And if you don't know, go get help. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people nowadays want to be like, oh, I did. They just want to be able to say that. And it's like,
they want
to
say that.
Nah, like, you know, go get help if you need it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's a good thing. Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. Don't
focus on the now. Don't so much worry about the end result of this happens or this fails. Mm-hmm. Just worry about what you can do now. Because at the end of the day, that's why I started to think, you can't control the outcomes on a lot of things. You can control what you do now to put us in a position, like, let's say, for this podcast. We can't make people watch. Mm-hmm. We can't make people subscribe. We can't make people like this video. But we can do things in the course to keep... can have good content, good visuals,
and just keep learning.
You know what I'm saying? We get better. We've been getting better this whole journey. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? But we're not so much like, subscribe.
Nah, this is my favorite shirt.
No, wait. I'm handsy. I'm sorry. I thought you said you wouldn't be a YA.
This is my favorite. Nah, just playing. But yeah, bro, I definitely get you, man. And even like you just said, just to touch on that, we've had our bumps in the road, even just doing this. And this, you know, this is our, 10th episode, 9th episode? Mm-hmm. And it's like, those are needed, you know what I'm saying, to develop better ways, you know what I'm saying? And it's only going to continue to be like that. Mm-hmm. You know, you just going to keep getting better, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like starting a garden, man.
Always say the garden.
Keep it simple. Okay. It's like starting a garden.
What garden is? What flowers are planted this time? What flowers are planted?
You know,
dandelions.
Yeah, anything, man. Look, like going to the gym. You ain't finna go in there and just like, yeah, I'm the strongest one in here. Like, no, you gonna have to keep going, putting it. You know, you gonna fail a lot. You ain't gonna hit them weights all the time. You know what I'm saying? But that's cool. You'll get there eventually. You know what I'm saying? Another thing too, like, with happiness, everybody now, they only feel like you can just be happy if you got all this money. Like, do you believe money can, like, buy happiness?
It's funny because I was one of those people that was saying money does bring happiness. But I think to a certain extent, I don't think money, just the actual tangent money, gives you happiness. But I think money does put you in a position where you can try to make yourself happy. If you broke, or if you just on, like, if you don't have anything, it's harder because now you're just fighting to survive. Like, you're just, you're working to survive. You're winning paycheck to paycheck. But if you have money, I'm talking like a good amount, like, you can take it easy. You can sit back and have hobbies and things like that.
Yeah.
I think at that point you can look for happiness, but I don't think the money in general, like, if I just got $1 million, I got cash, well, I'm happy now. This bring me happiness. Because I think that only lasts for a little bit. I think in that moment,
it's momentary.
Yeah, momentary. Because
I think it only can buy you momentary.
Yeah, momentary. Happiness. Because I think things like, for happiness, I think, like, relationships, values, like, if you're doing something for a higher purpose or, like, for someone else, like, a service, that's different. I think that's more of a happiness than just having bread. Because, like, at that point, what you going to do with the money? You know what I'm saying?
You're
probably going to buy your stuff and everything. But a year later, and you still have the same amount of money and you have all your cars and stuff, are you still happy?
Right.
Like, what's making you happy
about
now?
It, bro. Like, it's millionaires that kill themselves.
Yeah.
Like, they got everything, you know, from the outside looking in. It's like, oh, they got everything. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? But it was never from inside. You know what I'm saying? True happiness comes from within.
Yeah.
You know, being comfortable with who you are. You know what I'm saying? Being the best you can be. That brings you a level of happiness. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like, when you out just doing good, being righteous, like, that stuff make you feel good. You know what I'm saying? That's what brings you happiness. I don't think money can buy you happiness. Yeah. It only gives you momentary happiness because you get a little high.
I still guarantee, I think everybody should have some chase for some great amount of money. It's a biased little thing, but because it does get, like I said before, it puts you in that position to try new things out, to try to find happiness. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I think people on that journey of getting a lot of money, they sacrifice a lot of people. They make a lot of decisions that are not benefiting them, that's happy for them. Mm-hmm. So now by the time they finally got it, all the people they were trying to impress are gone because they cut them off already. They're not in their life no more. So now I have all this money and nobody's here.
Yeah, and I think you do have to be like, you know, just talking about people that's on that level, they do have to be mindful of who they have around, because some people turn into straight users.
Yeah.
And try to, like, they'll tank you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You'll go downhill, so. All right, so staying on the topic of happiness, right?
Okay.
Knowing that happiness is like your own responsibility, like you're responsible for your own happiness. Mm-hmm. Why do you think people like try to put that on others? Especially like in relationships. I don't want to dive off just solely in relationships, but a lot of times, like even friendships, people like kind of put their happiness as your responsibility. Mm-hmm. Why do you think it's like that?
Probably because they have that happiness in themselves, but they want to keep it everywhere they go. So let's say I'm in a house and something happened to me where I'm happy. Now I'm going to put that on you because I want to be happy with you. But not everybody's going to be happy at that certain time. That's kind of a difficult question for me to just jump into. Hold on. Give me a second.
No, because I'm saying like things like this, like, oh, you supposed to like do these things.
Like you're obligated.
Know, yeah, like mm-hmm. they'll do that. And I feel like people do that to, one, avoid dealing with themselves. And it's easier just to, like, make it somebody else's mm-hmm. responsibility. But
yeah.
They do that right. Not knowing you will never be satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not coming from within yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to be always looking for them to do this and do this. And then when they don't do this, oh, they didn't let you down. So now you mad with them. You know, you don't want to be bothered and all this shit. This is like, nah, like, that ain't their responsibility. Like, you owe that to yourself. To make yourself happy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of people got entitlement problems. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Just in this generation of how things go, everybody feel like they deserve this and deserve this, but they not willing to do the work to deserve that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's where that entitlement aspect of that comes into play. You know what I mean?
Do you think it's wrong for someone to try to make someone else happy? Like, not put it on, like you said, someone is happy and they're putting it on somebody else to be happy, that they're obligated to be happy because they're happy.
You can't, just because I'm happy don't mean you gotta be happy. Like, like, I don't know what you're going through in your life.
Yeah, okay, but I get what you're saying.
You only can make somebody happy to a certain extent. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's only so much you can do, because at the end of the day, that's not your responsibility, you know?
Yeah. Some people some people kind of, like, let's say something felt good for you.
Right.
And you want that person to feel that same feeling. Yeah. So I guess when they're happy, some people, not everybody, some people, when they feel happiness, let's say something happened to them, they're really, really happy, and they're trying to tell you everything that happened that day that made them happy.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, why are you upset? And they're trying to put that on you to make you happy as well, because they probably want you to feel the same thing.
Like, In a case like that, if I had like a really good day or whatever, and I'm talking to somebody who didn't have a good day, like, I'm probably trying to crack jokes and lighten their mood up. You know what I'm saying? Because I understand, like, just because I'm happy don't mean you're going to be happy. You know what I'm saying?
You think it's a communication problem on how they approach it?
If you're trying to force your happiness and even like your sadness, a lot of people.
Sadness, yeah. They force it. If I'm sad, you should be sad as well. I'm going to tell you the story so you should be sad as well.
I don't think you should do that. Like, don't go around, like, being a gray cloud or just a... Because it's good to be happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you happy, that's great. But forcing that shit on people, motherfuckers probably get like, man, that's kind of irritating. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't never this goddamn
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just, I don't think you should force anything on nobody. But if you see somebody now, obviously, like, I'm trying to lift their spirits. Not with just my story, though. You know, I'm trying to lighten the mood, crack jokes, or show them a funny video. You know, I always feel like laughter helps.
Yeah, because some people do approach it wrong. I get what you're saying. There's certain situations where people approach it wrong, and they're trying to, they really are trying to force it.
Yeah.
They don't intend to, but I think they don't really know how to go about it.
About it, yeah.
Especially with the person they're talking to, because they definitely ain't for it at that time. Like, if I had a hard day, I'm not finna.
Right.
I don't want to be happy today.
And sometimes you just got to know when to give people their space. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody needs their space, you know?
Some people have boundary problems.
Yeah.
They don't have a boundary.
They don't.
They just don't know what the boundary is. Or,
can't read the room.
They can't read the room.
Yeah.
Some people cannot read the room.
Yeah. You know when somebody's getting irritated, or they just, like, they down or whatever. Uh-huh. Like, you know, I try to uplift them as much as I can, but... Yeah, like, at the end of the day, they still have to deal with whatever they dealing with. I don't know what they dealing with, you know. And if they want to talk, some people just need to vent it out sometimes.
If I'm ever, like, in a situation, if I had a bad day, and I'm like, everybody pretty much know I had a bad day or whatever, I'm just chilling, like, on my phone or something like that, just whatever I hear. And there's a lot of people in the room, and somebody don't know how to read the room, and yelled out, "Bomb, what happened today? You okay?" Probably mad as hell. I'd be so mad. Yeah, put you on the spot. Like, they can't really read the room. Like, why would you do that?
And especially if they looking down, like, come check on me. Like, have a, a personal conversation with me or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
That's I just think some people just don't have those boundary problems.
Yeah.
They just don't really understand.
They don't care.
Some people don't care. Yeah. They lack that. Yeah. They lack that,
What,
I don't know the word.
Like, understanding. Like, understanding, like, hey, I shouldn't probably say this
out loud. I probably shouldn't say this out loud. Let me go talk to them one-on-one, but they don't.
Right.
They do it with good intentions.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not the right way to approach it.
Yeah, I wanted to touch on that. I was like, I don't want to make it seem like they bad people. It's just like, crazy.
That's how I kind of, they got good intentions. That's how I kind of took it when you asked me a question before. That's why I was a little bit confused. Because you would say, the happiness, like, wait, do I know anybody that actually forced happiness? But they do. Unknowingly, a lot of people do unknowingly.
Yeah.
But the sad people, some people do that shit on purpose.
Yeah, some
they'll people, do that on purpose.
And that statement is true, man. That misery loves company.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, people will just, like, tell you the, like, worst shit that they going through, and it's like, goddamn. Like, every time we talk, this is what it's about.
Every single time.
Like, goddamn, don't nobody want to hear this. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to put your problems on people like that all the time.
Right.
Like, they not gonna feel what you feel.
Yeah, and nobody wants to hear that all the time. You know, they do that so much that they don't even ask you about yourself.
Yeah, it's all about me.
Or they
ask
you first, real quick, because they know your answer going to be short, and then they just trauma dump on your ass. Yeah, bro, and it's like, oh, my God. I know people like that.
I told you we was in the car. Somebody answer that phone, and they'll be there about talking to me.
Yeah.
And they talk 40, 50 minutes plus about themselves, like about all that day was. Me, relationship, whatever.
Right.
I gotta hang up now.
I need to learn.
Gotta tell him. You just gotta tell him, bro. Because they're like, all right, bro. Let me. Oh, one more thing. No, I gotta hang up. I gotta go.
I
talk to you later.
With that
I gotta
so
go.
In person.
Because they'll. It's like they don't really. It's like they don't really take into account that maybe you want to say something, but you hit them with the okay.
That's it.
That's
and
all
I
they
swear, care. I would think. By you saying such short responses.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't talk so much.
Like, yeah, he don't really care.
They don't take a hint.
No, they go harder.
They go harder. Like, you think so? Okay,
yeah,
but...
That'd be so crazy.
Like, oh, my God, bro.
That'd be so crazy. So, my next question. Like, what do you think it means to live a real, meaningful life?
I think a meaningful life
isn't
necessarily a happy life per se, or it can relate to
I
being
think
happy.
It is. Yeah.
I think it's more of like you're doing something for a bigger purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Not simply just for God, but for maybe for a certain person. Like I'm living for my family. I'm doing all this stuff for my family, my wife, my kids, things like that, or your values.
Yeah.
Just doing it outside of yourself. You're doing something meaningful besides yourself.
Yeah.
Something to make other people happier. That's how I think a meaningful life
is. I feel that too, like, you just touched on it I feel like living a meaningful life is like knowing your purpose, living in your purpose. Mm-hmm. You're doing these things, and I feel like when you do that, that brings you real joy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's the real satisfaction of life for real to me, like living in your purpose.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
because not all purpose has to be just yourself. Like, mm-hmm. I got to do this. Well, it technically, but it can be for someone else.
Yeah, it becomes bigger than you.
Yeah. That's why I think a lot of people, they think, oh, I got to be happy, I got to get joy, so I'm going to do it for myself. As long as I'm happy, that's fine.
Yeah.
And not for everybody else. Because some people just don't, some people generally don't care about other people.
They don't.
Or not that they don't care, they're just ignorant about it. So they can do everything themselves to make themselves happy, but everybody else around them, they're not doing nothing for them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, I did it, so you should be able to do it. Without helping, you know.
Exactly. Or just some giving support. Giving the knowledge.
Yeah, just the knowledge. Give advice, yeah. Just little things like that does a lot. Checking in on people, that does a lot.
Yeah, I agree with that, man. My next question is, how has trauma or negative experiences shaped our decision making without us realizing it? I think a lot of people, you have cues.
Mm-hmm.
Something presents itself and you had a bad experience with it. That's your cue. So you automatically go back to what you did in that situation when it first happened.
Okay.
I feel like that's the how it shapes you making decisions. If you haven't really dealt with it, you're going to always do what you did.
You're going to just do the same mistake over and over and over again.
Because you're running from dealing with it. You know what I mean? And it's kind of like we were talking about earlier, like with failure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people may fail at something and now they won't ever try it again because it was a negative experience.
Got you. Okay.
If you go back, look at it, learn the lesson, and you can better approach things. Yeah, but that fear take over you. You know what I'm saying? And now you just... You keep making the same mistake, or you won't even deal with it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You'll run from it.
We're not talking about trauma like a head injury or physicality. It's more like a mindset of fear or maybe an embarrassment.
Something you went through,
Yeah, something you went through that you cannot, you just make decisions based off that. I don't want that to happen again.
Right.
I don't want to step forward and put myself in that position to probably get over it.
Right.
You're just overthinking. We go back to overthinking.
Absolutely.
So now people are thinking about all these things that can happen. Maybe that same situation is going to happen again. Which maybe that was a rare case, but now you're gonna judge your standard based on that.
Right.
You're not willing to grow. You're never gonna grow doing it.
You're not.
You have to just take it how it is and jump forward and try to.
You really learn stunt from your growth doing that, like when you don't deal with the situation. Like, as much running as you're doing, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're just prolonging the inevitable. You know what I'm saying?
Because just talking about doing a thing is not doing a thing. You know, you can think about it. That's not doing a thing. You can ask people for advice. That's not doing a thing. You can read about it. You can research about it. You can text someone about doing a thing. You can listen to a music video about them talking about the thing. That's not doing a thing. You can sit there and think about it all you want, but as much as you're sitting there and you're not taking action, you'll never improve.
Yeah.
That's overthinking.
Why do you think people fear to change more than the failure?
Because change... So failure is more familiar, right?
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's more like something that you can visualize, that's fine. Change isn't. Change is more of like you're changing your identity. They're scared of who they'll become if they make this decision because change is unknown. A lot of the change is unknown because that's different from the norm what they're usually going for. People fail all the time. But the failure, we probably failed over and over and over again on the same thing. You have a scope of the failure.
Yeah.
But change, it's something different.
I feel like with the change, one with change, it comes a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel like certain people, and I don't even want to say certain people, like people, it's just hard to let go of certain things. You know what I'm saying? Like, it may have a hold on you.
It's an unknown. Now you're an unknown. You let go of that. Now you're an unknown. Now you don't know what's going to happen. Exactly. You can't per se control it. Mm-hmm. You can't try to change the outcome or the situation you're in because now you're in a new territory that you ain't never familiar with.
I think we don't want to let go of the bad habits. I think we hold on to it because bad habits could bring you some kind of pleasure. But yeah, I think it's the changing the bad behaviors. Changing the bad behaviors and like
you think habits. People are willingly not changing the bad behaviors though? Like, I do agree a lot of people don't change bad habits. But I think it runs deeper because I don't think, let's just say, I mean, give me a bad habit. Like, any bad habit.
Let's say drinking.
Drinking. I don't think people necessarily give up drinking because I just like to. It's more of a deeper meaning. Maybe they have some trauma and they're trying to get over it with the drinking. Yeah,
some people go to substances for their problems. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm having a bad day. I got to drink. Mm-hmm. Or I got to smoke. Like, you pick up bad habits like that. Yeah, but I'm saying, like I'm going to use myself for example. Like, I really only drink on the weekends. I don't really drink during the week. So, I do be wanting to cut down, like, on my drinking, you know. But it be hard sometimes, you know.
You just know, you talking about giving it up. Right? Yeah, it's hard. Okay.
The change, you know what I'm saying? Really trying to change that behavior, you know. Because, man, over time, it can, you know, it gets higher and higher and higher, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes you got to have them reality checks with yourself, you know what I'm saying? Especially, like, when you do stupid shit, you know what I'm saying? You got to be able to hold yourself accountable. But it's a challenge changing the behavior because you get a sense of pleasure from you having a good time from, you know, drinking and shit like that. So it's like, it's hard trying to be, you know, I'm just going to cut it off or, you know, things like that.
Do you ever when you're about to drink or you're going out, you ever tell yourself you're not going to drink this today? Like a weekend or you just say on my.
Because I don't think that's realistic. I don't think it's realistic for me. You know, because I say that.
It is realistic.
I drink. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I with myself, I'm more inclined like my aunt had a sipping pain. And I wanted to drink, but I didn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just trying to, like, I'll do something later or something. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But it was a challenge. I ain't even going to lie. Mm-hmm. Like, you know? And not that I'm, like, an alcoholic or nothing. I ain't going to go crazy. Nah, shit, but I'm just saying, like, I do want to, like, one day I want to be done with drinking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because the reason I say that is because a lot of people, they won't stop the habit because they say, oh, it's too difficult. That's why I just wanted to get that in your head.
That's just a way of copping out.
It's just that point, like, I'll tell you, I'll stop drinking because I think I was more of an alcoholic because I was drinking every single day, like Sunday through Saturday, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Because I was going to, you know, I was going to practice and I was going out partying like every day, you know what I'm saying? But it kind of like, I had to take a reality check because I went to the crossroads because I kind of had to check myself when I went out in the point where I said I have to drink. Just went to the mirror and then just tried to repeat it. Why do I have to drink right now? What am I drinking for? Is it just to have fun? Is it to talk to somebody? Is it to relieve some anxiety? Why am I anxious? And I really just sat there really thinking about it, really diving into it. Because I was drinking for no point because it kind of got to the point because I do think drinking is more, it's a fun activity, you know what I'm saying? You drink and you have fun, whatever. But when you're drinking an excessive amount, it's deeper, you know what I'm saying? So now it's more like I can't go out if I don't drink. Exactly. And why is that?
You gain that due to like, oh, we going out, we drinking. So that's the cue. Going out is the cue.
Yeah.
And it's like the action behind it is like, oh, I'm finna, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna get buzzed, you know what I'm saying? And it, over time, it just grows and it turns into something, you know.
Some mutated.
A little worse, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, how bad do it get, you know what I mean? So I think that's where that comes from. We just like, automatically attach it on to that. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's tough breaking it, you know what I'm saying?
It's tough breaking it because now you're like, I'm not normal. They see me as somebody that's talking to everybody.
Right.
Now I can't talk to everybody because I don't have no alcohol. And now I say, oh, I need alcohol. I need to do this so I can go out. Talk to everybody.
It's crazy.
Get a girl number. I got a drink to go get that number. I'm like, bro, what? But then I had to take a realization. It's not that serious. I think that's really, really where my overthinking started taking place big time. When I started drinking a lot.
Oh, okay.
Shit, I was in high school, gang. But I was drinking a big amount. And I think I started overthinking when I wasn't drinking.
Because, you know,
when
you high drink school?
Shit. Yeah, hell yeah. Damn, they finna look back on my shit.
That's crazy.
They was blacking out and shit, boy.
I didn't start drinking until like after high school. Yeah, I was after high school. I high school. And it's crazy because, bro, growing up, my worked at like a liquor warehouse for a little bit. And
yeah, you ain't put me on.
He was sometimes take liquor about that joint. And
what he got? He got a Julio. Man, he got.
They got us. Man. Come on, they got us, bro. They know what you did. They got us right now. But
they know what you took.
He would take stuff and they have it in the kitchen. And my brother and sister, like, they like sometimes take a shot. Mm-hmm. But I was the one, like, bro, I put it in my mouth and I go to the bathroom, spit it out. I could never do it. And it's like, give me that shit straight. Like, that's crazy, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? But over time, you know?
Yeah, over time, yeah. That's why like, some people say they can't drink because they don't like the taste. You're going to get over that and real quick.
You get over that real quick. And everybody that had that moment, they like, oh, man, I ain't drinking no more.
Yep. Boy.
2 days later.
God damn.
Hey, he going hard. You know what I'm saying?
You trying to go out, bro?
Exactly. Right back at it, man. But it's definitely a hard habit to break. But, you know, small steps, man. Small steps.
Yeah. I really had to go sober, gang.
Yeah, like you have to really deny yourself.
Yeah, I had to, like, because that's why when I asked, I didn't want to, because I knew if I put it to the weekend, mm-hmm. that ain't going to stop my habit. I'm going to continue it because, like, oh, I was straight. I didn't drink that much. So maybe I can drink some more today. Mm. That's how I was thinking.
Okay.
So I completely had to wipe it out of.
Yeah.
Like, take it, strip it away. So that's why I don't drink no more. Yeah. Damn, I'm like,
which is, that's good, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you really have to change your mind. And that's where it all starts, man. Mm-hmm. Changing the mind and your body, your father. You know,
because now I'm at the point where. Cause I can drink, like, I go whenever I go out or something. I drink a lot, but it's not. I have to drink it the next day,
right?
Cause I'm at that point now where I understand I don't need alcohol.
Exactly.
It was more of a need.
So, this last question, like, let me get it. I thought I could remember, but I can't. As far as like the happiness and all that kind of shit. What role does forgiveness play in moving forward with your life?
Okay. So forgiveness, it's more of like a self thing. It's more like if you have something that you're holding on to mm-hmm. or maybe even having a longing for. Forgiveness, it just lets you get that breakaway. Now you can let it go and mm-hmm. move on with yourself because a lot of times that'll hold you back.
It will.
Like if you have something that...
It will.
Such as like even if it's a person that you want to talk to or have something to say to...
Right.
You'll be holding on to that. You'll have shit. Niggas, you know, I've been on Instagram like, damn. Just look at a picture and shit because I know I was supposed to say something, but I never said it. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I did that. I didn't mean to.
Right.
But it's good to get that weight off your shoulders if you're holding on to something like that.
Yeah.
It's good for yourself, you know, a mental check.
I feel like you have to be able to forgive to move forward. You know what I'm saying? Like, from whatever the situation was, like, if you don't, you'll hold that grudge, and then like, uh-huh. you know, that should take a lot of energy. You know
I got beef saying? On. I got beef with some people. I can't name their names, but I got damn. Beef. I ain't forgive yet.
You beef? You got ops? Same shit.
Say that.
Damn, I ain't know that, homie.
But I'm biased because I don't think you need to forgive everything. I don't think you forgive everybody. I think
you gotta be able to forgive.
I stand on that. I stand on it because I got.
Don't you want forgiveness? We all want forgiveness.
But I'm not doing something where, if you do something where someone should hate you, I don't think they deserve forgiveness because I just don't think they deserve forgiveness.
Okay, I'm going to say this. And I think we were talking about this the other day working out. Like, I got a family member that just came back to the family, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But this family member ain't apologized for none of their wrongdoing. So,
uh-huh.
Yeah, I have a little grudge going on. But if they was to apologize, I would forgive them right now. In that moment, I would forgive them.
Everything.
Yeah.
But because I think it's hard to forgive somebody because at the end of the day, saying sorry is just a word. They might not mean it. It could be at the time.
You gotta judge the sincerity, though.
It just...
If they're sincere.
I say this. I forgive. They get on their knees. They start crying, holding my feet. Boy, I'm sorry. That's different.
Nah.
Because how you going to judge if that's actual forgiveness or not?
See, the thing is, right? If they do that and they come to me and they apologize and they're sincere, okay. That's one thing.
Okay, how do you clarify yourself?
If you move again and you do the same thing, okay, now I'm going to have to treat you accordingly. I'm going to have to distance myself. I'm not gonna be
what they apologize again. It's even a better apology.
It's different now. You know what I'm saying? Because you now your actions gonna have to do the apologizing. Now your actions gonna have to show me that you done made a change. Because if ain't no change, look, I look stupid now. You know what I'm saying? See, like, I'm the one that's in the wrong now because I'm steady allowing you to keep doing this. You know what I'm saying? If they sincere their apology, I forgive them. But I am watching the behavior. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. That's okay. I'm watching. I can agree with that because let's say we don't talk to each other. Now, like years later or something, you a whole different person. There's receipts about you being good and whatever. Yeah. Like people talking about it, and I see you, and you're a changed person for sure. Yeah, okay. But I'm not believing a word.
No, your actions.
And just because you forgive, we ain't gonna be buddy buddy. Because I think I'm always going to remember that in the back of my head. You know what I'm saying?
We got to build back up to that. Yeah, you know, especially on how bad it was. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. We got to build up to what we would once say. You know?
Okay, yeah.
But I will forgive you. You know, because...
Because that's unrealistic. I can't be your... I can't just be buddy-buddy.
Nah, right after some shit. Yeah, right after down, some like, shit. You know what I'm saying? That's dead. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I will be forgiving. You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to forgive people because I make mistakes. You know, I ain't... Perfect, you know. Sing 3. Just had to find it. That's cool. We're rolling. Y'all ready? All right, we back in. All right, man, so that was a good conversation, man. I got something for you, man. This is some new stuff, right?
Okay.
Got a would you rather question. All right.
Nothing too crazy.
Now, I know you, you know what I'm saying, you one that care about your cuts.
Like my haircuts?
Your haircuts.
Oh, you know, yeah, hell yeah, got to.
Ever since I gave you your haircut, you've been really keeping it up with it. I like that, you know what I'm saying? That shows me, as a barber, that you appreciate my work. So I got a question for you.
What you give me?
Huh?
What you give me?
Yeah, the
beam shit. No, like, what's the cut? What did I ask for when you gave me a cut?
Oh, you just asked for a little taper fade going on.
I didn't ask for a taper fade.
What'd you ask
for? I asked for a drop fade.
Anyway,
see, it's like...
Anyway, man, this is a question. Would you rather have a bad haircut for a month where you got to show it off? Ain't no putting no head on. You got to, like, you know, you just got to rock that joint. I'm talking about your shit off.
Okay.
Or would you rather have bad body odor for a month?
Bad haircut. Bad haircut. There.
I felt like that was too easy.
I got it. Yeah, that was hella easy. I got to think with smells, bro. Like,
same,
if it smell, if it stinks, I'm going to just... If, like, let's say someone came in and they stink, I'm always going to remember them from that smell.
That's true.
I can't really get over that.
That's true. When you said that, I thought about everybody that stinked in grammar school. It's like, I can't get over that.
Especially if they come for a workout. That's why I reiterated. If they came for workouts, do not stink coming in.
Yeah.
You know, if you have like a body odor leaving out, okay.
Yeah.
I can manage. Because I usually don't even really smell it no much. Yeah. But if you come in here, we shake up. You stink, you gotta get out. Like, don't come no more. You ain't putting your name on the wall.
Get your dirty ass.
But a bad get out. But but a bad haircut, I've had multicolored hair and I recorded it. Put that bitch online.
I don't even care.
Should've
damn, been. I should have.
The females and shit,
like,
they.
Your line and gone. Your shit like back.
I go bald.
Like, they did your line and like this.
I'd probably just go bald, bro. I'm not gonna lie to you.
You gotta wear it, though.
The haircut?
Yeah, you
gotta. I can't wear no hat or nothing.
Nothing. You gotta show that joint.
It'll hurt because I know my aura gonna be gone. Like, every girl that see me, they gonna be like, dang.
My aura gonna he be gone.
For a month, right?
Yeah, you gotta rock that.
I might not post no money for that month.
You gotta go on with regular life.
Because, like, every video I post, all the clips I post, through that whole month, they gonna see them ugly. They gonna delete. They gonna unfollow me because I'm ugly.
They ain't gonna
stop looking at me because I'm ugly. If you had a jacked up haircut, they ain't gonna look at you the same, bro. If it was one day, that's different. Over a month? And all the clips I post?
A month.
Nah, you gotta rock that, I can't do it. It's gonna hurt my heart. I do it. Stick with that.
Yeah,
I stick with that.
I can't do no.
I can't stink, bro.
I can't do no bad body odor.
Especially if I can't fix it.
Yeah.
Oh, nah.
I can't do no bad body. I'm going to have to take that messed up cut for sure.
No, I can't do bad body odor. It'll hurt.
Yeah, that'd be the thing, man.
Because you can't talk to nobody with bad body odor. Like,
you can't. It's just all the way over at that
point. Like, I can explain why I just got a bad haircut, but yeah, a body odor.
I'm doing a challenge. That's how
I'm doing a challenge for a month. See, a week later.
I'm doing a fundraiser, and I got to walk around with this haircut. Well, I lost the bet.
Yeah, type shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You could explain, get yourself out of it, but a body odor.
Right, it ain't no reason. It's for no you reason. Wrong, funky ass like that. Oh man, that's another episode of Let's Chop It Up, man. Yep. Appreciate y'all for tuning cool. in. Appreciate yep. everybody who like support the podcast. And man, please
like, stop, comment, subscribe to yeah. us. You know, if y'all want to see something specific, like a topic,
definitely
hit us down in the comments because we do read the comments.
Definitely. All right, definitely, man. Appreciate y'all, man. Y'all have a good one. Peace.
You know what's crazy?
He didn't press play. Deadass?